Welcome to another episode of the Guy Coda. I'm Rano Serena. Guys, for this first episode of the year, we're going to be talking about hypergamous women. Now, this topic has been inspired by the rise of hypergamous women and content creators that are on YouTube, that are now on TikTok, most famous being the likes of Shera7. If you haven't come across these videos, these are videos and creators that like to use slogans such as sprinkle, sprinkle to encourage women to be hypergamous. And we will cover why and how this has affected us as men and our interaction with women right now and what to do about it. Now, first and foremost, guys, when I was getting ready for this episode, I got to explore some of this content that I've been seeing all around, and women proudly sharing how they are getting into their feminine nature and getting to understand and embrace their hypergamous nature in order to benefit their own lives. And I realized a few things that I want to highlight for you guys so that you may as well get a clear picture of what is going on right now. Number one, these ladies tell women to position themselves in a certain way to attract these particularly wealthy men who will fund their lifestyle. For example, they are told to frequent certain areas, right, at certain times. I have heard that ladies are being told to frequent places like high-end restaurants at times that are close to peak hours to attract rich men, and they should dress in a certain way and only show up there alone, not as a group. This is one of the lessons they're learning. Secondly, the presentation, they're told to dress in a feminine way in order to attract and bring in a man who will see her as a possible wife material just from how she presents herself through her dressing. Thirdly, they are also told about their preference, that men, this is what they're told, that men, we love toxic women. We love women who practice solipsism. These are women who only look after their interests first and ours is put in the back seat. So these creators are telling women that we like women, that men like women who only put their needs first ahead of the man's needs in a relationship. This is the content and advice women are getting. And that if you pretend to be nice and giving and being charitable, you will be taken advantage of. Okay? They're also told that they should fake interest in dates and pretend to be interested in things that you like in order to find a way to divert whatever you're saying to them and what they want. Right? Also, lastly, they are taught, and this is a heavy one, they're taught to use sex as a reward, right? They're told do not like sex or love sex as much as the man does, because this is an instrument you can weaponize to get what you want from the man. This is what they're told when it comes to preference. Also, when it comes to guilt tripping and actions, the message is that in order for a hypergamous woman to get a man to fall in love with her, she has to stop loving him. And when she stops loving him, it is believed, I don't know where this tactic has worked, it is believed that the man will feel guilty that the lady is loving herself, right, and not loving him, and now he will want to overcompensate by giving more money and more material things. So she is trained and she is told to guilt trip you in order to put you in a position to overcompensate and share more of your resources in order to try and keep her, because you are not giving her what she wants ideally. These are some of the tactics and manipulative strategies these women are receiving from hyper-hypergamous women. These are influencers, these are creators. Some of them have been on YouTube for over 7 years. I believe the likes of Shera7 said that she's been on YouTube from 2018, 2019, right? So, actually even earlier. So, what do we do with this information? When I got to understand this information, understand the message that is being pushed across, I got to ask myself, okay, what do we do? And understanding how the reach of this message is, because the reason why I'm covering it, because every time I've seen these videos of these ladies, I've seen in the comments where many Kenyan ladies proudly want to check in their attendance and their following for these kind of information and content, right? You see a couple of Kenyan ladies pointing out there that, yeah, I've used this and it works and all that. So that's why I had to cover it, because, guys, you might be, very well be, dealing with women who believe this kind of and practice this kind of information. Will it be used on you? Probably, if, like we have covered before, you have been highlighted as a potential to fulfill the expected results that they want you to fulfill, which is mainly give support and fully fund the lifestyle that they want, right? So what do we do? Number one, we need to identify these programmed women. We need to identify these women who are programmed with this kind of stuff, right? If you meet women who, number one, are very formulaic, right? They're not organic. They're not showing up in their authentic self. And for sure, guys, you understand when someone is showing up as their authentic self. If you find ladies who are not showing up as their authentic self, they seem like they're playing a character. And this is the same way how when Andrew Tate came up and everyone was saying that there are a couple of men who were really trying to put on that persona when it's really not them. It's the same way with ladies when they try to put up a persona that is really not who they are, right? The lady who, for example, grew up in a great household or just has this great temperament, and now she wants to mold herself to fit this narrative and this image depicted by this creator in order to get the lifestyle that is propagated to her that she must be desiring of, right? Okay, so you need to identify these ladies if they're not acting in their true nature. If you find a lady who seems very formulaic, very not even open to knowing and getting to have authentic interactions, this woman is very precise with her questions, is very quick to filter, very quick to judge. This probably is a kind of woman who is programmed to only identify and deal with men who show the potential to satisfy her own wants and intentions. Right? That's first thing. You notice a lady who is very quick to dismiss new people, meeting new people, very quick to size up someone. This is a woman who most likely is programmed by this Shera7 and her other fellow creators in this space. Secondly, you need to identify women who have completely signed off on trusting men. One of the most viral videos that this lady, Shera7, has come out with, it's a short where she says that, how do you know when a man is lying? The answer she provides is that you know when a man is lying when his lips are moving. That statement is wild in itself, right? So that means and that implies that men are always lying. So always expect us to lie every single time, every time we talk to women, which is ridiculous, okay? Signing off men as all of us being pathologicalized, practically ridiculous, right? So that is why she pushes the agenda that our words mean nothing and they need to find manipulative tactics to make us act in a way that will satisfy what they want, right? So when you meet a lady who is totally signed off on trusting men, believing that all men are liars, all men will cheat on them, all men will embarrass them, as it's a whole terrible setup to believe in, right? So it is a very sad state to really have to deal with such kind of women, and we should be wary of these kind of ladies. Lastly, guys, I just want to share shortly, is that you need to identify ladies who are givers and not takers. This whole message of these content creators are always take what you can and bring nothing to the table. In fact, Cher 7 herself has published a book titled I Bring Nothing to the Table. So the whole concept of this movement has been take and give nothing in relationship or interaction. So be wary of these ladies who are, and the ladies who are very quick to always ask and really never want to provide or make it seem that it is a very big privilege for them to even show up in the slightest way. Because we know relationships do not work like that, right? And if you wanted a parasite, which of course you do not want, that's not how you'll want to. That's not an arrangement you will find in any way appealing. So, guys, these are just some of the tips I wanted to share with you guys. When it comes to these particular ladies who are influenced by these creators like Shira 7, and we should expect even more coming up with the variations of this message of hyper-hypergamy, of making sure you get what you want at any cost and whatever the case will be, whether it's moral or immoral. So I just want to share with you guys these couple of tips. I would like to hear your own stories on if you have met ladies who have been influenced by these creators. What is your experience, and how do you think we can also continue to identify them and put ourselves in a position where we are not victims of these manipulative tactics in whatever season we are in our lives? So until next time, guys, we shall talk soon. Bye.
Guy Code with Rena Osweyer.